So, once again, to recap, the strong version of the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis is that there are distinctions in understanding and experience because of linguistic distinctions between languages, especially when these languages are very distinct and different from each other. However, such a hypothesis, I think, is difficult to sustain, because language is not an absolute straitjacket. Because we have different vocabulary or grammar, it doesn't necessarily mean that we cannot think about the same way that a person of another language cannot think.